From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With a domestic chili pepper deal approaching, chili producers and marketers are preparing for a season of flavor. Chris Franzoy, president of Young Guns, Inc., tells ThePacker.com, "We have had exceptional growing conditions and the plants are thriving. And coming out of a very tough year last year, we're excited about this year's crop." He says the transition to domestic chili crop running June through October, everything looks like it's on course. The National Farmers Union, several Farmers Union regional divisions, and a coalition of biofuels and public health groups filed a petition last week challenging the EPA's Safer Affordable Fuel Efficiency Vehicle Rule. The SAFE rule, which was finalized in April, reversed Obama-era regulations that required a 5% increase in vehicle efficiency each year for light-duty vehicles. Under the new rule, the annual improvement was reduced to just 1.5%. U.S. beef and pork production encountered significant challenges in April and May as processing facilities implemented worker safety measures related to COVID-19. But according to Dan Hallstrom, U.S. Meat Export Federation president, production has rebounded significantly in recent weeks and underscores the industry's ability to serve domestic and international customers. Hallstrom says for the week ending June 27th, U.S. cattle slaughter was the second largest of 2020 at 680,000 head, up 4% from a week earlier and a 1.5% from a year ago. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.